This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Speaker stalemate.
We can't be held hostage by five or six people.
The fight for Damar Hamlin.
They got him on a ventilator. They're trying to get him to breathe on his own.
Easier access to abortion pills.
Soon available at more pharmacies.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup.
A speaker has not been elected.
They tried, and tried again, but House Republicans are still without a leader in a high-stakes political showdown. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has our top story from Capitol Hill.
A dramatic standoff that paralyzed the first day of the newly elected U.S. House of Representatives resumes today with the potential for more chaos.
This is not personal. It's not. This is about the future of the country.
A group of conservative House Republicans defied GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, denying him the votes needed to be Speaker, in three successive votes. With their numbers only increasing from 19 to 20, McCarthy can only afford to lose four of his colleagues.
I like Kevin, but I think he thought the majority was going to be a lot bigger, and he didn't need us. That's the problem.
McCarthy said late Tuesday he won't drop out of the race for Speaker and is willing to make further concessions to win over skeptical hardliners.
Well, if you want to get to 218, you're going to have to keep talking. This is a healthy debate. It might not happen on the day we want it, but it's going to happen.
Lawmakers scheduled to reconvene at noon Eastern. Niagara Falls was lit up in blue last night, honoring Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who suffered cardiac arrest after tackling Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins Monday. CBS's Charlie Damar spoke to Hamlin's uncle, Dorian Glenn, outside the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
Glenn said Hamlin has lung damage and can't breathe on his own. He was receiving 100% oxygen from a ventilator, but now that's down to only 50%.
His heart went out twice. Went out on the field when they resuscitated him, and then when he got back to the hospital, went out a second time, and they had to hit him with the defibrillator. People don't even know us as showing love and support, man, and we're so thankful for that. I know those prayers is helping because he's definitely recovering. God got a mission for him, and that's why he's still here.
Actor Jeremy Renner's posted his own update after he was run over by his own 14,000-pound snowplow in Nevada on New Year's Day. The Marvel star shared a selfie from his ICU bed showing his badly bruised face. He underwent surgery for blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries. Washoe County police say a family member was driving after Renner jumped out to fix the plow when it got stuck while he was clearing a neighbor's driveway. The FDA is making it easier for women to get abortion pills at drugstores.
The new rules allow more pharmacies, health chains, and mail order companies to provide abortion pills. Legal expert Jessica Levinson says expect legal fireworks in the roughly 30 states that ban or restrict abortions.
Basically, what's happening is that states are trying to prohibit something, the prescription and use of abortion pills that the federal government allows.
With more than half of all terminations now conducted chemically, expect this to be the next legal battlefield over abortion access rights. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Russia is now blaming its own troops for an attack in eastern Ukraine that killed dozens of Russian soldiers. Correspondent Cammie McCormick explains.
The Russians now say the death toll is near 90. The Ukrainians have said it was much higher. The Russian military now also says unauthorized use of cell phones by Russian soldiers led to the attack. Ukrainian forces fired rockets from a U.S.-provided HIMARS system at a building where they were being housed.
The U.S. Embassy in Cuba is reopening visa and consular services today for the first time since CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey broke the story of unexplained health problems, including alleged sonic attacks on American personnel there. Many remain a mystery. Police in Northern California have arrested the father of a family of four after finding a crumpled Tesla at the bottom of a treacherous cliff off Highway 1 Monday. They believe he crashed the car intentionally. Roger Newmark lives near Dharmesh Patel.
You just don't really think about what could happen on a day-to-day basis with neighbors and family and friends, and this is shocking.
Patel, his wife, and two young children survived with serious injuries.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
The second atmospheric river in a week is set to slam Northern California, and the warnings are dire. The National Weather Service forecasts likely loss of human life from a brutal storm. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Northern California going to get walloped by 2 days of a rain deluge that they cannot accommodate because they've just gotten so much rain over the last several days.
The Weather Service expects widespread flooding and power outages. There's a new offering for airline passengers hit by a travel meltdown over the holidays. CBS's Matt Piper has the details.
You heard the frustration from thousands of Southwest Airlines passengers in the week between Christmas and New Year's.
My bags made it on Christmas Day, but I did not.
And now Southwest is trying to make up for its blunder of canceling thousands of flights, offering 25,000 frequent flyer points to those who were affected. The points reportedly have a value of more than $300, and they won't expire.
Amber McLaughlin is now the first openly transgender person to be executed in the United States. She was given a fatal dose of pentobarbital after Missouri Governor Mike Parson denied her request for clemency. In a final written statement, McLaughlin apologized for raping and stabbing her former girlfriend to death. Looking for a new job in the new year? Economist Layla O'Kane says your current boss may be willing to pay you more to stay.
It's really easy to see what other companies are paying for a comparable job. And so that means that workers can see very clearly the difference between what they're making at their current job and what they could be making somewhere else.
New data from the Fed shows pay for employees who stayed put was 5.5% higher in November from the year before. Car makers are taking the wraps off more electric vehicles at this week's tech show, but drivers may not bite.
Car buyers are more interested than ever in electric vehicles, but they don't want to pay extra. That from a Deloitte survey, author Ryan Robinson says this could make it harder for the U.S. government to reach its aggressive EV adoption goals.
The affordability issue is sitting squarely in the middle of that challenge.
Car makers say they are planning to reveal more affordable EVs in the coming years. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Las Vegas.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
A couple of Hollywood stars are suing over a movie they made 55 years ago.
Stars of the 1968 film Romeo and Juliet are suing Paramount Pictures for more than $500 million over a nude scene they shot when they were minors.
Oh, speak again, bright angel.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo.
Olivia Hussey and Leonard Whiting filed a sex abuse and fraud lawsuit yesterday in L.A. It says director Franco Zeffirelli initially told the actors they'd be wearing flesh-colored underwear in the scene, then demanded they shoot it nude on the day of filming. The actors were just 15 and 16 at the time. Paramount, the parent company of CBS News, has not commented on the lawsuit. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Time to get in line for a shot at almost $1 billion.
Our first winning number tonight is 41. That's followed by 33.
No one matched all 6 numbers in last night's Mega Millions lottery. Friday's jackpot, now $940 million. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.